and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long is always my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And now that December is here, he is so excited, Tigger is, because Mariah Carey is back.
She's unthawed. There is no amount of money that could get me to play her song. And she is not
All
the queen
I
of
want
Christmas.
For Christmas.
No. She is not the queen of Christmas. I don't know who gave her that title. I think she did, but she is not the queen of Christmas. And I just don't like that song or Mariah. So there you go.
Okay, fine. We will change gears.
Thank you. Can we move on?
How about
on,
a topic
please?
You do like? And I know this. Now this is going to make Tigger sound very sinister.
Whiskey, guns.
No, we're still talking Christmas. This
Cigars,
is my show.
Whiskey and guns. Hey, Christmas. Okay.
All right. So Friday was December 5th, which is the celebration of Krampusnacht Day.
Krampusnacht.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did. Krampusnacht.
Okay, and for an English, by the way, it's Krampus Night. And Tigger, this is something you are all about.
I'm so fascinated by this.
Just share with everybody
by
why you
thing.
Are.
Okay, so have you heard the story of Krampus?
I know the story, yes.
Because I told you the story. Okay, so Krampusnacht, it's a traditional event. It's always held on December 5th, which is the night before the Feast of St. Nicholas. Some people claim that Krampus and St. Nicholas are brothers or maybe cousins. That's part of the folklore. But Krampus is a mythical beast-like figure that parades through towns to punish naughty children. And he's kind of this horned goat. Like
he's like a demon, right?
Yes.
With horns?
Yes. And he
Very
carries
creepy.
A bundle of birch switches to swat misbehaving children with. I've even heard stories that he carries a sack on his back and he'll carry the misbehaving children away.
Oh, take them away from the village.
Take them away and punish the naughty children versus the other side, which is St. Nicholas, for giving gifts to
Jolly.
The nice children.
Okay, all right. And by the way, if you're wondering about the origins of this is a very big thing over in Europe. It started back in Germany and Austria, kind of that Bavarian part of the countryside over in Europe.
I think it's absolutely fascinating.
They have parades. I mean, they go all out, and the parades are at night, and people are dressed up in competitions.
And
like,
they
who can
have
look
like
the best Krampus?
They have jingle bells all over their outfits. I mean, it is kind of sinister type stuff. I'm not into beating the children, of course, but I just think it's a really fascinating story that I did not hear about. It was maybe 10, 15 years ago that I even knew that this existed? I hadn't heard the story of Krampus.
So I have a question for you. How would you feel if we had like a dumbed down version of it for the kids to kind of like shake them up? You know how parents are starting to get tired of being like, if you don't behave, Santa's not going to come.
That's mean. That's kind of like when people dress up as the Grinch and they go into somebody's house and they pretend they take the Christmas presents and steal all the gifts and the kids freak out. I think they'd absolutely panic if they saw a goat demon-like creature come in. That
well,
was going to
yeah.
whoop them.
That's like taking it to the next level, if you ask me. And then I always think it's funny, once in a while you'll see the parents that will go and wrap up like fake presents. They're just a cardboard box, and then they'll throw them in the fireplace if the kid is bad.
My folks never did that. That's mean. it's a neat trick. I can respect it. But that's just downright mean, because I would
you
get...
You like Krampus and he's sinister, but now
I'm
this other
saying,
idea
I'm just
is
saying,
mean.
I don't want anybody
Seriously?
To take my presents and throw them in the fire. But at the end of the day, yeah. I think the story of Krampusnacht is fascinating. But I'm kind of a history buff and I love Christmas. Put them together. You got to love Krampusnacht.
I will say I've never been to a Krampus not celebration.
Krampusnacht.
All right, you said it correctly. I've never been to a Krampus celebration, and I don't know of any of in the United States. So if
I don't
you
either.
Know of one in your community,
we should start one.
Please let me know about it. You can call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can send me an email at bendradioshow@gmail.com. Next. All right. Movies that have hit the TV, the tube lately. Right now, I'll be honest, in our household, Tigger, I didn't really like his attitude today. So what did I do? I put our TV on the Hallmark Channel.
I turned into Krampus Knocked real quick. I think every other guy out there understands my pain.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? I hid the remote too, so he couldn't change the channel on me. Okay. Back to Christmas movies, though. Here's the debate I hear year after year. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
You cannot celebrate Christmas unless you have a siege on Nakatomi Plaza. Bam. So yes, Die Hard is 100% a Christmas movie.
I gotta admit, I found it interesting after the Thanksgiving holiday. I don't remember what day it was.
It was
we had
all
so
over.
Many days off. But one of the TV stations, they were just rerunning it again and again. It was like 24 hours of Die Hard.
And we
like
watched
2 days
it like
after Thanksgiving.
9 times. I loved it.
All right. Here's another
Yippee-ki-yay.
One. Another movie
part.
I'm gonna throw at you. And it caught my eye because I said it's a meme first and never had really put two and two together and then realized, oh my God, is this not a Christmas movie? And that is the movie Rambo First Blood.
I wouldn't have taken this as a Christmas movie, but this is absolute because there is a part in the movie, and I had to double check this, when John Rambo, he is being fingerprinted. Y'all remember that when he's being fingerprinted in the police station? And behind John Rambo is a lit up Christmas tree.
Well,
and so I grabbed that meme, I threw it on Facebook. So I am saying absolutely this is a Christmas movie as well.
Well, but did you ever realize regardless that that movie, it's all set during the month of December?
So it's obviously that should be a go-to for your Christmas list.
All right.
Eliminate
the
Hallmark.
I'm going to help all the guys
bring
out.
Bring on John Rambo.
I'm going to agree that yes, when us kids and gals have thrown how many different movies at you that you are allowed to say you have two requests. You need to be able to watch Rambo First Blood and then Die Hard in order to have your Christmas holiday.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and you're welcome.
On that note, crew, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
This is Sean McCoy with Mickey's Mustard. If you're like me, you love your condiments. So, are you feeling hot and sassy? Digging something sweet and zesty? Mickey's Mustard has it all. Mickey's is 100% all-natural mustard sauce made with banana peppers. And get this, it's fat-free to boot. Shop at Mickey's. That's M-I-C-K-E-Y-S. Mickey'sMustard.com. Ain't nothing like it, and it's straight from the heart of Texas.
I love this stuff. I ate the whole bottle in like 2 days.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and along, as always, is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. All right, Christmas is upon us. What do we buy for Christmas? What are we shopping for? I threw this at Tigger. Yes, I made him come up with a list of what we all want for Christmas, and I get to do the thumbs up or thumbs down.
I did a extensive list. So I'm going to help y'all out. I think I am very confident in said list. So I'm going to help you out all the way up until Christmas. Guys and gals, guys buying for their significant others and wives doing the same for the men.
I'm interested in see what he came up with, because he takes his whole Christmas shopping very serious. Like, I'm not kidding. Tigger starts way back in July. All right.
If I can.
If you
but
can.
But for very good reason, because right after Christmas is Valentine's Day. Right after Valentine's Day, a week and a half later, is your birthday. And we tend to get extremely busy this time of year. So I need to be on point.
Well,
or I will hear about it for the entire year.
You'll probably hear about it regardless.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
All right. Number one out the gate.
Okay. So here's what I have. I'm going to share a couple delectable delights, if you will.
So you're saying it's something I can eat.
These are no-brainers in my opinion, and that is to put together a gift of locally produced items. Every state has them. Where it's jams or jellies or cheeses or beef jerky or syrups or booze or anything like that.
Well, you know me. I am more than 100% on board with this idea.
So that is
fantastic,
a yay on that one.
Idea.
Fantastic idea. And you could spend anywhere from 20 up to 100 bucks, whatever you want to do on that one.
And I got to say, you can't go wrong with food or those types of items. I find that happening again and again, especially if you have people in your family or life that are up there in age. They have everything they need. And a lot of
them
are already trying to kind of declutter. They're trying to get rid of having all the knickknacks and so much stuff.
Right.
So I love what you're going with this.
So my spinoff of that, can I jump in?
Yes.
Okay, my spinoff of that is, say, like a gift card to a local butcher shop.
Love it.
There are a lot of, you know, farm to fork, ranch to rail type
pasture
outfit.
To plate.
Yes, all sorts of those different. But if you are going to ship something, I will say, check the rules and regs of and make sure that you mark it perishable.
If you're shipping your own, I know like some years, Tigger, for a while, you lived further down south, so your folks used to get you the Omaha steaks
all the time,
package.
And I loved it. I wish they still would. Those are great.
Why didn't we have our own beef in the freezer?
I'm just saying, they're great.
But no, I'm with them. Don't forget, though, to mark those packages or to check with your local post office to make sure it's wrapped and sent the way it needs to be, or whoever you're shipping it to. You don't have to maybe spill the beans, but let them know whatever's coming's got to go right in the freezer. So what do you have next on the list?
Now, this is for maybe the equestrian in your family. You own horses. So I kind of went down that road a little bit, trying to figure out what are some of the best items. This could be something for the guy or the gal, and I call it a tack tote. So let's say your stock trailer does not have a tack room in it, right? And you're loading up horses to do whatever. You're going to Brandings or just going any place. And a lot of times you forget something, right? Put together a tote that goes with the horses every single time. And it may be that you've got a bottle of wound spray in there or fly spray that just goes with the horses everywhere or particular brushes or something
curry
like that.
Curry comb, a brush.
Curry comb. That way you never, ever, ever forget something.
Pick for the hooves.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I would say also, because you convinced me of this. Now, our stock trailer does have a front tack room. However,
that
hard.
Doesn't mean we're bougie.
It no, just- no. Believe me, our stock trailer is old.
It
all
is
right?
anything but
if
bougie.
Anybody would like to sponsor me and get me a new stock trailer, I'm all
we're
ears
open,
on that.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, no matter if you have a tack room or not, you know yourself, it is hard to keep all of that organized and not have it become chaos.
Yep.
And Tigger got me into this summer because I was hauling horses a lot more often. He looked at my tack room and he said, oh dear, you need help. And you put together a tack tote for me. And yep. At first I balked at it. I fought him because that's just what I do. But
regardless.
Now I love it because think about it, all the things you can put it in. This is not a very big tote. This tote is maybe, I would say, a foot or 18 inches long.
Yeah, it's
and
just
it's
a few gallon
maybe,
tote. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's maybe a foot tall. It's really short, and it's got the handles click so the lid closes.
Just a standard cheap tote.
But what's in it, it's become a lifesaver, is not only does it have the brushes and those things, it's you throwing in strips of leather to be able to fix on the
That's
fly.
That's the other thing, some and repairs.
Repairs,
stuff
you know, you can pick up old reins or repurpose them, because believe me, if you've blown a rein or throwing a stirrup on a saddle and you're sitting out there going, oh my gosh, what do I do? Yeah. And they're not the greatest quality, but we have spares in that tote along with This I'm going to say is a great buy, and that is a good leather punch.
That was on my list.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, leather punch, but not a cheap one. Buy a high quality, spend the 40, 50 bucks, not 15 bucks for a leather punch. Get a very, very, very high quality leather punch. It will make or break you. I guarantee it.
I'm going to agree with him because I'm cheap. And so for a long time, I
threw away your old leather punches and said, it was horrible. This is junk.
And let's be real. When you need to fix something that's on your saddle, in your gear, half the time, especially if you're into ranching and such, you're in a hurry. You don't have time to sit there and do it correctly. And you're sitting there fighting with a leather punch that just, you know, that dial that just keeps turning on you, clicking, mm-hmm. and you can't mm-hmm. get a good hole. Just spend the 50 bucks. Get a good one.
So this is, and I know a lot of people already might have this put together, yeah. but it's just an idea of, say, you want to put together a neat gift and wrap all these things up individually and have some fun with it. Mm-hmm. The other one that I want to throw in there is some Chicago screws of different lengths.
Good.
Where the shanks
stuffer.
Are a different length. Half Chicago screws. Easy fix on the fly. Now here's one for guys and gals out there. This is game changing, not just for the stock trailer, but let's say you're hooking up said stock trailer, and that is Century Products sells these little steps. Plastic steps that you can get on back of the flatbed of the truck. You can get into said stock trailer. It is game-changing. We bought a set and absolutely love them. Now you can hitch up that trailer. You can climb into the box a lot easier. It's harder on us nowadays.
Well, you know, not all of us have the new fancy, you know, tonner pickups that have a step molded into the box.
Not the old ranch truck with a flatbed on it.
Yeah, exactly. And as we get older, it is not easy climbing up there. And besides that, that little step, don't tell anybody, it can help you get on that horse too if you're riding one of those 16-hand horses.
So you're saying yay so far on everything I've come up with.
Yes, so far I have been very positive towards. And I, by the way, write that down. I need more Chicago screws.
Got to. No, trust me, babe. I am on top of that way more than you are. I know Santa Claus is coming. There may be some Chicago screws in there. I have a neat gadget. I found this. I know some people have made this maybe as a ranch hack or something like that. But this is called, got an email in there from somebody. It's called an Easy Crank Adapter. And this, it fits in your drill, okay?
Like just an impact?
Just an impact wrench or a drill, and you take the crank off of the jack of your trailer, and this is made to slip right onto that jack and vroom, and you can raise or lower this trailer with ease. I think this is genius. If you do not have the automatic
we
don't have one of those. We have the crank style, and it throws your ribs out every time that you're raising and lowering. Said jacks and trailer, flatbeds, the whole nine yards. It's called an Easy Crank Adapter. I looked this thing up. It's only 20 bucks.
Why do we not have one?
Because I just found it. That's why. I think this is, and I know some people have made a ranch hack out of this. If you have, great. I haven't already, but I think this is game changing right there.
Tigger, I can't believe we don't have one yet. And I just realized one thing that we have
Christmas
been meaning
is
to do is keeping an impact in our pickup, a ranch pickup anyway, just so I can get a tire off next time I blow a tire.
So far, yays on everything.
Yay.
Okay, I'm just going to add one more, and I know we got to go to break, and that is a good hat can for those people that wear lids. I have like 17 lids. I am a diva when it comes to them.
You heard them.
A hat can. We have tried them all, and the one that I highly recommend is from Greeley Hat Works in Greeley, Colorado. They have their own style of hat can, and this is by far the best. It's smaller. You can take two hats on the plane with you. That way, if you're fussy like I am, you don't have to worry about your hat getting creased or bent or anything.
All right, here's the deal, what I love about this hat box, because I'm all about, saving space. And if you've seen the typical hat cans, I'm looking around. We've got like three of them up on the shelf right now. They have a dome on them, okay? So they're triangle. You can't stack them. What I love about this one from Greeley Hat Works, and they are not a sponsor or anything. We just happened to be down there in their shop, saw it, bought it, and loved it. And I know you can order it from them online. Anyway, is you can stack hats. Like the can is flat on the top. So it fits perfectly. If you want to stack like three hat cans on top of one another, you could.
And it does fit overhead. in an airplane. It's specifically designed to that. So that's my list that I have so far for this week.
So you're going to have more next week?
For guys and gals. I will have more next week. I put a lot of time. When you challenged me over Thanksgiving break and you said, come up with this, I took it serious. I was laying there with a bummed up shoulder, and I took it serious of putting this together.
Well, good job. Good job. So I'm going to give you a little applaud on that one. Good job, Tigger. We're going to take a short break and stay with us because we've got more of The Ben Show right after this. Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ryan Long Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Beginning of the show, we were asking about if anyone knew of any Krampus Nacht celebrations. That's the way, probably best way to put it. And we heard from you already. Ben, thank you. Out in Colorado sent us this email and he said, get this, there are celebrations in New Orleans, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Portland, New York, Chicago, and L.A.
Oh, I want to go.
So I think next year, Tigger and I need to put this on the
list. I would love to go to one of those places, like New Orleans, to go down there and celebrate Krampus Nacht.
With all the voodoo and such
they
have.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be a crazy way to kick off the holidays. So thank you, Ben, for sending that to us. Now, let's change some gears here and think about food. I know a lot of us right now are crunched for time. We're all stressed out. We're trying to keep something warm on the stove, maybe in a crock pot for the whole family. You're coming and going, but at the same time, you're trying to stretch that dollar. I want to share with you a hack that I have, and that is those rotisserie chickens that you see at the store as you're going about to check out. You all know the smells, right? The aromas. You're like, oh, those smell so good. This is my hack. I will go and buy a couple of these at a time, not to sit and devour, but to actually freeze for a later date. Why? Because they're already fully cooked. They're seasoned. They tend to taste nice and juicy. And then when it's this time of year, I pull them out as my magic weapon. Like right now, this week, I took out one of those frozen rotisserie chickens. At first, Tigger saw it in the sink on thawing, and he was like, that doesn't look very good.
I was out.
But then I pulled out my trusty Instant Pot and mixed up some wild rice soup and took that chicken that was already cooked, chopped it all up, threw a couple of carrots in with the soup mix, stirred up, and you know what? 3 hours later, oh my gosh, we've had soup all day to enjoy.
And I know when it comes to leftovers, some people kind of get tired of leftovers, but think about it of how much we stretched a dollar. To be able to try to cut on the grocery bill. We're like everybody else. It's so expensive out there. And we grew up where, you know, you had to stretch your food as much as you could. You would water down the soup and all that stuff, right?
And here's the thing is that chicken right there that I used, I didn't use the whole chicken. I only used a third of it. So no, now do you know what's going to happen with the rest of it?
Enchiladas.
Now, yes, I'm going to take the chicken breasts that are already cooked. Not going to take me any time at all. Tomorrow, Digger's going to get green enchilada. Green chicken enchiladas. There we go. I had to think of how I say those.
A green chicken.
Yeah, green chicken enchiladas because you love those. But oh my gosh, half the work is done because the chicken's already cooked. It's super easy to dice up.
And this is crock pot time of year, right? I mean, it's getting colder out. And
casseroles.
Yes, and soups are always a good thing and kind of warm you up. But the big thing is just stretching it as far as we did. That's where I was convinced on the money that we saved.
All right, so next time you're in the aisle, you see those rotisserie chickens, think ahead, grab one or two, throw them in the freezer. You'll thank me later. And that is all for this week, folks. Remember, keep sending us in any questions you might have. Know of something spot worthy for us to share, as well as your area's field reports. That number again, call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of the show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on our website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.